Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Trump administration is suing Minnesota over a new state law that bans residents from making bets on prediction markets. The ban would make operating or helping to run a prediction market platform a felony August 1st. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is seeking a preliminary injunction to stop the law, arguing that the platforms are federally regulated. State Senator Matt Klein of Mendota Heights was banned from Kelce and fined for placing a $50 bet on his congressional primary election. Democrats and Republicans say they have taken action to stop fraud in Minnesota, but it's only the beginning. DFL Representative Matt Norris of Blaine says they passed important legislation.
I think we have taken significant steps. You know, the OIG bill got a lot of media attention. This Medicaid Fraud Control Unit bill is getting a lot of attention as well. Our understanding of the scope of the problem has evolved and grown. So have the responses, and I think that's why you've seen the biggest and most robust response yet.
A Northwest Minnesota school district is facing criticism after denying a student's request to wear a National Guard sash at graduation, despite a Minnesota statute encouraging recognition of military service. Fertile Beltrami senior Bo Durand says he hoped to wear the Army National Guard sash during commencement to honor his commitment to serve. Minnesota American Legion spokesman Tim Engstrom.
So it would make sense for the school district to follow the state's lead and recognize this choice that Bo is making here. A young person makes that choice. I mean, it's a brave and honorable decision to put your life on the line for your country.
Engstrom says Durand plans to wear the sash Sunday with or without the school's support. And the Crow Wing County Board of Commissioners is hosting an emergency meeting this morning in response to the Flanders fire. MSP Airport is preparing for its largest concessions redevelopment in more than a decade.
Airport officials say 47 new food, beverage, retail, and convenience businesses are expected to open across both terminals by 2029. The project will redevelop about 40% of MSP's concessions space with a focus on adding more coffee options, quick service restaurants, local Minnesota brands, and expanded shopping areas. MSP served more than 36 million passengers last year, making it the 17th busiest airport in the country. Tasha Radel, MNN.
And Minnesotans can get a preview of the state fair this Thursday through Memorial Weekend.
The giant slide will be open. So we've got a lot of the favorite fair foods like your cookies, your Pronto Pups, your pickles, got mini donut beer, some of the specialty drinks you can only find at the fair.
Spokeswoman Maria Hayden says kickoff to summer at the fair is a smaller version of the Great Minnesota Get Together. This is MNN.